Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning average somatic cell counts into the milk supply here in the central milk marketing area. You know, this is really a hats off to our dairy producers. Over the last 20 or so years, our dairies here in the Midwest have really worked hard at reducing a level of somatic cell that we actually have in our raw milk that is leaving our farms. Somatic cell count is related to the prevalence of mastitis, so our dairy farms have been very, very diligent in reducing the level of mastitis that we might find in our herd. And, you know, actually, as we look back over the last 5 years or so here in the Central Order, we have basically been either just below 200,000 average for the year or just slightly above. So our average for those 5 years would actually be under 200,000. Now, is our job finished? Well, no, there's always some things that we could do a little bit better. So moving forward, do we still have some room for improvement? Yes, we do, particularly in the summer months. So again, trying to keep those resting areas very clean and trying to control the access to wet areas so we don't have animals laying in those areas to try to cool themselves. So doing a better job with heat abatement. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension. Again, extending a congratulations to our dairy farms for their excellent job in controlling mastitis within their herds, and just an encouragement that we still have some work to do during the summer months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.